legislation is changing, budgets are shifting, and terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com. That's BHMCPAGroup.com. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com today. Legislation is changing. Budgets are shifting. And terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com. That's BHMCPAGroup.com. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com today.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Another interesting piece from this week where we're talking about some forensic information. The dog. There was, of course, question about the dog. What happened with the dog? And did the dog attack John O'Keefe? Certainly there wasn't injuries that would be fatal from a dog on him. But there's questions about the dog. And was he involved in some way, shape, or form? This is Terry Kahn, a vet scientist at UC Davis, talking about the fact that there was no dog DNA found on John O'Keefe. Let's take a look.
Certain dyes inhibit.
Yes.
And certainly blood inhibits.
Heme from blood, yes.
And because of that, at least in that sample, the nuclear DNA sample, you're not saying that there was no canine DNA there. You're saying that the testing did not detect it.
In the qPCR nuclear test, correct.
And you've heard, obviously, there's a famous quote in science, that the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence, right?
Correct.
Can you describe for the jurors what that phrase means?
Objection.
Sustain.
It means just because you don't find something means it's not there.
Objection.
Sustained.
You were able to detect the presence of pig DNA.
Correct.
And I think you said on direct examination that that could come from a number of sources, including food sources, right?
Correct.
Could come from dog treats.
Pardon me? Yes.
Could come from dog treats. Mm-hmm. There are dog treats that are pig ears, literally.
Objection.
Allow it.
Is that right?
I believe so.
Or it could be that the shirt that was the source material was contaminated and not properly preserved.
I can't say where that DNA came from.
You're not aware of any feral pig populations in Massachusetts, are you?
I'm not.
Dog saliva would obviously be a good and a rich source of DNA, correct? You'd agree?
It depends on the context. We have cases where, I mean, I can refer to two cases that we did recently where there were small bites and we were able to get nuclear DNA from those sources.
Probably saliva.
Yes.
Right. So saliva contains active, living, growing cells that slough off in the salivating process, right?
Correct.
That's raw hell.
For the nuclear test, yes.
Thanks. That's all I have.
Hey, Ms. Dulally.
So, no dog DNA, pig DNA, and ruling out feral pigs. Is it dog treats that were picked up or what? I mean, it seems like a big kind of nothing burger there.
It is. It's a huge nothing burger, but it's a huge nothing burger to both sides.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea what they swabbed. Mm-hmm. They called her out of order. There's no photographs of where they took the swabs from. In my world, you know, and the defense was fighting vehemently to get the clothing so that they could send it to their own DNA experts. Mm-hmm. You don't know what they swabbed.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she's not saying that. Remember, they didn't swab John O'Keefe's body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Swab the shirt that he's wearing.
Yeah.
And I don't know where they swabbed on that shirt. I mean, who's to say that? Like, there's no evidence of where they swabbed. And then she had it wasn't indicated in her report. Like, we took this swab from the rip marks in John O'Keefe's right sleeve or left sleeve, whatever the case may be. We have no clue. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, it didn't help the state. Like, people that don't understand DNA were like, oh, no dog DNA. I'm like, so what?
Yeah.
I'm like, the best evidence would have been to send the whole shirt to the lab and let them really test it.
What is the argument with the dog? I mean, it's like there's no like fatal wounds from the dog. I mean, if he did do something, there's not a whole lot he did, quite honestly. So
I think the dog puts him in the house or on the property somewhere, either in the backyard or in the house.
Or someone let the dog out to use the bathroom and maybe the dog went over while John O'Keefe is laying in the snow and, you know, did something there. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities there.
Yeah. I think Brian Albert's testimony is they did let the dog out. They typically let it out in the fenced off backyard. Okay. So they wouldn't let it out on the front. But, you know, I think that from the defense side of it, the implication has always been that those wounds are more consistent with an animal attack than a motor vehicle collision or, you know, accident. And, you know, in their minds, that puts O'Keefe in the house or in the backyard.
Yeah.
So, you know, to me, if we were sitting there, if they had sent the whole shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she came back and said, yes, I found dog DNA. We wouldn't be saying, what does the dog have to do with it?
Yeah.
Right. We'd be saying, well, clearly John O'Keefe was either in the house or in the backyard, wherever Chloe was.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he was. You know, and it changes things quite a bit. I just don't know how much it helped either side. I don't think it hurt the defense because, again, like, we just don't know what they tested.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of those swabs, all that DNA expert could say is that the two swabs that you sent me did not have canine DNA.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
And like, it's not like they swabbed John's arm.
No.
Like, if they swabbed John's arm, that's much more powerful evidence, right? That's like, okay, well, there you go. Like, the dog definitely didn't bite him. Like, I don't know whether or not claw marks leaves DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Like if a dog, like clearly if Chloe was still around and had they gone in and done the investigation properly, you know, and said, okay, well, like, these injuries look pretty weird on the arm. I don't know how they would get there. Like a normal cop would have looked at it and been like, oh, I'm no doctor, but those kind of look like scratches.
Mm-hmm.
You have a big shepherd. Let's muzzle the dog and let me check under the dog's like claws and see if it's got any of like human flesh under there. None of that happened. Like, to me, people, and there's two very divided camps on this thing, right? There's the free Karen Reed people and there's the Karen Reed is guilty people who are warring with each other.
Yeah.
Like warring, like, I got sucked into it yesterday. Cause I'm going into the trial. I'm like, I could buy the defense's theory. Like this is what they're saying. Like, and I'm more inclined to think that that's what happened than he got hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those injuries, like no injuries on his torso. But now that I've heard the evidence, and I always say it, but that's all
so we have.
Subject to trial and to the evidence being vetted. Now that I've seen, like, the witnesses start coming on, I feel like you do. Like, I don't feel like these people are out and out lying. I don't think that they all are able to sit up on the stand and make up like this story and stick to it that John O'Keefe never came in the house. That's why I'm like, I don't think either thing happened. I think that there's a plausible third explanation or fourth. There's another theory. Like, the thing that people forget is that Lally wasn't there. Proctor wasn't there. None of law enforcement was there when this went down. And neither were Jackson or Yannetti.
Yeah.
Like, what they have are theories, and that's all they are.
Yeah.
You know, and to say that those two theories exclude all other possibilities is just inaccurate.
Well, it's looking, being looked at as such black and white from each camp, and that's the problem. It's like there's just blinders. There's a gray area here, and this is
every case has gray areas.
This is so gray.
Every circumstantial case has gray areas. Yeah. Every one of them.
And,
you know, like if I had this case, like my wife and I during our live yesterday was like, if on the defense, being that the state has elected to put on their rebuttal case as their case in chief, I'm turning around and I'm not putting any evidence on of third party culprits because it'll completely screw Lally over.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything that he's done for the first 2.5 weeks will mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally, I don't even know. It's actually a brilliant strategic move because then that's going to leave the jury with like what in the hell?
It's a goal
here for the first two. It's a great
confuse.
Yeah.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Legislation is changing. Budgets are shifting, and terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com. That's BHMCPAGroup.com. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com today. Legislation is changing. Budgets are shifting, and terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com. That's BHMCPAGroup.com. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide. You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
Yep. We hear you. Let's get you some beautiful windows that won't warp at warp speed. Durable, weather-friendly Vibrix windows and a seamless professional process. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
Introducing the Star Patrol Spotlight, the most intense flashlight you've ever seen. Compared to two car headlights, the Star Patrol shines up to four times as bright.
That's bright!
Illuminate objects up to a half mile away, even from the top of a skyscraper. The Star Patrol easily lights up buildings from across the skyline.
That's insanely bright!
Push Turbo Boost for a crazy bright boost that's 100 times brighter for 30,000 candelas of mega bright light.
What? That's insanely bright!
With 10 illumination modes, the Star Patrol is a spotlight, floodlight, emergency light, and more. Take care of all your lighting needs with one Star Patrol. Don't settle for dull flashlights. If the Star Patrol isn't the brightest flashlight you've ever seen, return it for a full refund. Go to GetStarPatrol.com for your free turbo boost, plus free shipping and a money-back guarantee. That's GetStarPatrol.com. GetStarPatrol.com.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.